Are you behaving tonight? Tonight is behave, like we must behave, yes.
Hello, Sir Scratchy of the Presence, reminding you that this is a repeat edition of Behave on It. Yes, it's one of our fun pieces. It's all demo records that we did back in 2006. But nonetheless, you should enjoy it. But do remember that all of the stuff happened in the past. So if you mention an event that's happening, don't try to go to it because it happened many, many years ago. Nonetheless, I think you're going to enjoy the music of this program, and that's really the entire theme of the entire thing. Anyway, let me say it out of the way. Here's me of the past to introduce the show. Yes, welcome to Behavior Like, that famous, funny old record show on WBCQ The Planet and WBCQ.com. Sir Scratchy here with you, and today we're celebrating the Scranton Button Company of Scranton, Pennsylvania. What do buttons have to do with phonograph records, you may ask? Lots. They're both made out of shellac. They're both pressed together, and one enterprise, the Scranton Button Company, went into the record business and was very, very successful. Here's one of their early editions right here, by Six Black Diamonds on Behavior Night.
Thank you. gold. If you have 9 sons in a row, why baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side up, up. Let your laughter come through. Do stand upon your legs, be like 2 fried eggs. Keep your funny side up.
On Behavior Night, that famous funny old record show, those are the Clevelanders. And that's Sunny Side Up from the musical Sunny Side Up. That's a talking picture, you know, isn't it, John L?
Yes, it is. In fact, that's an early, I think it's an MGM picture.
Yes, that's right. It has no plot to it. It's just one musical number after another with dancing girls and all that sort of thing. The Clevelanders are Smith Ballou and his orchestra. The orchestra might be an Adrian Schubert group. It appears that maybe, we don't know for sure, but maybe the Dorsey brothers are in there. That's December 16th of 1929 when that was recorded. That's right. Before that, an earlier record. That's a Regal record from October 1st of 1923. If I can't get the sweetie I want, I pity the sweetie I get. Yes. Yes, stick it to her. Yes. The 6 Black Diamonds. We don't know if the 6 Black Diamonds might actually be the Memphis 5 plus 1. It doesn't really sound like it. It's probably just a studio group put together for that session. We'll hear another side by them later on in the show. John L., these records are made by the Scranton Button Company. That's right. The Scranton Button Company pressed all of these records for the Plaza Music Group, which owns the Regal and Banner and several other record groups as well back in the 1920s. And they sold very well. They were trying very hard to copy Victor and did a pretty good job. Well, let's have another one right here, shall we? This one's, I'm following you. Yes, I am, you know.
Following you. I told the whippoorwill, told the daffodil, just how pretty you smile. I told them all about you. I told each little bird every single word that you say is worthwhile. Yes, I told them all about you. I told the moon and every star that shines above about the way you roll your eyes and how you love. Each little honeybee knows there's gonna be honeymooning for two, 'cause I told them all about you.
Kell's Dance Orchestra, only on the label it says Gotham Society Orchestra. It's a banner record from November 11th of 1927. Vocal by Scrappy Lambert. Yes, that's right. Before that, I'm Following You from November 26th of 1929, the Hollywood Dance Orchestra. That's actually an Adrian Schubert group, and it probably has both Dorsey brothers in it, doesn't it, John L.?
Excuse me for a second, Scratchy. Oh, is that the Grand High Exalted Mr. Grueler?
Yeah. Well, hey, what do you want?
Well, nothing, Mr. Grueler. You're doing quite well as a plumber. What are you doing here today?
Hey, you know, you guys clogged up the bathroom sink here. I gotta get the sink done, you know. Although I got it done. Just sign here, Johnny.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Yeah. Hey, you guys have a happy shaving, huh?
Hey. Yeah, there's that. It's very nice of Mr. Grueler to pop in like that, isn't it, John L.? Oh, yes. Well, you know, here at the Behavior Night Studios, you should probably tell everybody, the bathroom sink got stopped up. So we did the best we could with the plunger and that stuff you pour in there. And it didn't do any good, so we had to call a plumber. And Mr. Grueler is our plumber. Yes, and he's a mighty fine one, too, isn't he? Oh, he's the best in town. If you need a plumber, you just call the Grand High Exalted Mr. Grueler. He's a great plumber.
Yes, indeed. Why don't we get on with more music on Behavior Night? What's the next one? How about Get Out and Get Under the Moon?
Oh, I say that's smashing.
All of you. Take off your hat, close up your flap, out under the moon. Underneath a bright silvery light, you'll be feeling better and cool. Take off your hat, close up your flap, get out and get under the moon. Look at the stars above. Look, 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 so pretty, love. Oh boy, give me a night in school. I'm here. All you gotta do, any old night, when you're feeling out of school. Take off your hat, close up your flat, get out and get out of the moon.
Show on WBCQ is celebrating with Banner and Regal and other labels like that. That's Sobbin' Blues. Yes, the Six Black Diamonds return for an encore performance October 1st, 1923 on the Regal label. Before that, Get Out and Get Under the Moon, credited to Lou Raderman's Orchestra on May 23rd of 1928. And actually, we've done some research, haven't we, John L.? Yes, we have. Actually, the research research babe, as such that she is not here. She's on stupidity leave.
But anyway, we did some digging on our own. That shows up also on other copies of other labels as the Pelham Inn Society Orchestra. Now, Lou Ratterman was the concertmaster for Nat Shilkret. He was the lead violin player. And if you listen to that record and play the Get Out and Get Under the Moon that has Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, they sound very similar. It's almost the same arrangement. Some of the musicians, well, obviously Lou Ratterman is there. Some of the musicians are there. Yes, I would say so. It sounds like they skipped out and got a little extracurricular stuff going on there. I'm guessing that by this time, the mid to late 20s, they all had an awful lot of gigs, either in radio or whatever, and it was not impossible for any one particular band leader to stop anybody from doing anything else. Yes, I think so. Who's the vocalist on that? Scrappy Lambert. Oh, yes. Scrappy Lambert, yes, we love Scrappy Lambert, don't we? Well, he's very good. It's very interesting because many of these records are pseudonyms. There's a good reason for it, probably, as you mentioned. Maybe people were hiding their, you know, from their non-compete agreements or something like that in these records. Yes, possibly, possibly. Well, let's get on with another one and behave, right? Yes.
Thank you. little song. When all seems wrong, it's worth your while. Life is, after all, a blessedness, as in store for you much happiness. So I'm telling you, when sad and blue, just try to
why they don't really use them that often, yes. The Haverite, Try to Smile, the Missouri Jazz Band, Scrappy Lambert doing the vocal, May 23rd, 1928. We don't really know who that is. It might be Markel or Billy James. Sounds like it could be any of them. Before that, Willie Krieger and his orchestra, Would You Be Blue, vocal by Jerry White. We think Jerry White might be a real person, but he might also be Don Howard, the Don Howard that's on Sunnyside Up by Johnny Hemp on Victor, maybe, perhaps. November 21st, 1929, John L. These are fairly decent records. Where did they come from? Well, most of them came from, 80% of them came from the collection that we purchased from the estate of Richie Peterson. Oh, yes, yes. And then two or three of them came with the Cheney phonograph that we have. Oh, yes, the Cheney, yes. Yes, you know, John L., one day we should probably file that Cheney up and use it on the air. Oh, you mean like do a Marion's Attic? Yes, yes, you could, let's not make fun of Marion's Attic. But for those of you who don't hear Marion's Attic, you should tune in on WBCQ on a Saturday night at 9 p.m. And experience Marion's Attic. She actually plays records right through the old-fashioned phonographs. We play ours through electronic stuff, and we try to make them sound good. Marion just goes ahead and puts a microphone there and lets you hear them the way they would have been heard if you were on a boat or at a party or whatever back then. Yes. As Marion has a fine collection, and she's got a fine assistant, doesn't she, John L.? Oh, yes. Christina, the lovely Christina. Oh, yes. Marion's Attic on Saturdays. Why don't we get on with another one on Behavior Night? To Be Forgotten. Yes.
To have fallen, to live for just a moment in ecstasy and then to be forgotten. To laugh at life and learn to sing a love song, a melody that's soon to be forgotten. When love is ended to cry, but when your heart is mended to love again, a night of bliss, but when the dawn is breaking, a memory that's soon to be forgotten. Thank you.
Santa Blue is waiting for you in your own backyard. In your castle in Spain, through your window pane, and in your own backyard. Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west, but someday you'll come weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard.
Of Behavior Night, as that's back in your own backyard. Sam Lennon's Dance Orchestra. The only pseudonym on the label there is singer. George Beaver is actually Irving Kaufman. February 1st, 1928. Before that, a Domino record. Yes, November 1st of 1929. That's To Be Forgotten. Adrian Schubert's orchestra with Scrappy Lambert singing. Yes, indeed. What do you think of those two, John L.? Well, you know, Back in Your Own Backyard actually has two songs woven into it. Oh, really? Yes, right in the middle between two of the choruses, they actually sing part of Mary Ann. Oh, yes, Mary, how's that one go? Every star up in the sky seems to wink as we go by. Mary Ann, Mary Ann, you know. Yes, that's right. Yes, John L., Behavior Night on WBCQ. You should write to us out there. If you don't want John L. to sing ever again, you should write an email to us, behaviornight, behaviornight, at yahoo.com. If you'd like to make a request, or you have a question for us, we'd like to answer questions, even though the research babe is on, what is that called, John L.? Stupidity leave. Stupidity leave. What did she, what stupid thing did she do? I'd rather not discuss it. Oh, well, anyway, say no more. But we'd be happy to answer questions. Just drop us an email. Or if you'd like to buy an air check of one of our programs on a CD, we'll be happy to sell it to you. Just email us and give us the details and how you're going to pay and do you have any money and all those sorts of things. And we'll be happy to send you a CD once you give us an address. Let's hear another Scrappy Lambert vocal on Behavior Night. Yes.
Thank you.
above, we'll dream of love.
Tonight on Behavior Night, yes, that is Lou Gold and his orchestra. Jerry White is crooning. Well, it says Lou Gold on the label. There's some people out there that say the Lou Gold records on Banner aren't Lou Gold. They aren't the same Lou Gold that you hear on Harmony Records. That's from November 25th of 1929, yes. Before that, another Banner record. Oh, aren't they all? My Miami Moon, yes.
John Lennon's Dance Orchestra, once again with Scrappy Lambert, on April 26th of 1928. Yes, indeed. John L., those records sound a little strange, don't they? Well, I suspect, and this is just a guess on my part, that the Banner Records people were actually using a Western Electric carbon microphone, the kind that radio stations of the time were using, rather than the expensive condenser microphone, the C-15 and the C-20 types, which the Victor and Columbia people, and I think eventually everyone, wound up using until ribbon microphones came along in the 30s. Do you have any one of those? No, I don't. I've got a Shure microphone, but I don't even have a ribbon microphone, and of course we all know who has a C-15. He chrome-plated it. Yes. Is he playing these days? No. Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks are not playing anywhere right now, but they will be soon, and when they will, when they do, we will find out, and we'll tell you about it. The West End Jazz Band is playing all over the place. They're playing up a storm. So www.westendjazzband.com. Check it out. And if you do go to the concerts, tell them up, walk up and say, "Are you behaving tonight?" I'm sure they'll get a big kick out of it. Yes, that's right. Why did we get another one here? How Can I Forget You on Behavior Night? Thank you.
wondered till you looked my way. I never thought that someday you'd be mine. Long ago they worshipped the stars, shining above in the heaven blue. You are like the star up above, my star of love, I worship you. For you I've seen the wildest dreams, but even in my wildest dreams, I never thought that someday you'd be mine.
Edition with the Banner Records, Three in a Row, yes. How about that? I never thought Fred Rich's orchestra, Scrappy Lambert's the vocal, May 11th, 1928, yes. Before that, I wonder how you're spending your evenings now. It says Hollywood Dance Orchestra on the record label. It's actually Billy James and his orchestra. Leroy Montesanto. John L., you know who that is. Oh, yeah. When you hear you... No more singing. No more singing, yes. September 27th of 1927. Before that, How Can I Forget You? The Hollywood Dance Orchestra, once again, Billy James with Scrappy Lambert from January 24th of 1928. All of these wonderful Banner records recorded not in Scranton, Pennsylvania. They were pressed there. They were made in Scranton, recorded right in New York. Some of the finest musicians in New York City, Adrian Schubert, the Dorsey Brothers, Lou Radaman, and many of those people. We don't know who the Six Black Diamonds are. They could be anybody. They could be another Adrian Schubert group. And, of course, Fred Rich. Fred Rich's orchestra is on many of these, and that's an entirely different stable of musicians, isn't it, John L.? Oh, yes, that could be anybody right there. Yes, indeed. Come in. It's Mr. K.
Well, how do you do, sir? I have gone to get the mail to you.
Oh, this is right here. Oh, thank you very much, Mr. K.
Yes, thank you, Mr. K. Oh, it is my pleasure, sir.
John L., what's in the mail? I don't know. Let's see. I got a bill here. I got a... I don't know. What's this? The Behavior Night WBCQ bill. Better pay that.
Yes, better.
Yes. Oh, look at this. It's from Rich Connedy. Oh, really? Is it our new CD? Well, let me find out here. Let's see here. Oh, yes. The Big Broadcast CD Volume 2. How about that? Oh, listen. Oh, look. It was such a smashing picture of Paul Whiteman right on the cover. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Well, we'll have to feature some of that later on when we get permission from Rich, won't we? Yes. And if any of you out there would like your own copy of the Big Broadcast CD Volume 2, just go to www.bigbroadcast.com or www.wfuv.org. And click on the Big Broadcast and make a contribution to WFUV. We're more than happy to pitch Rich's show. He does a show longer than me. Oh, okay, very good, yes. He does a lot of stuff. It's a good thing. Yes, any show that plays music of this variety from the original 78s by anybody is still worth hearing. Yes, indeed. Well, we'll put the wraps on this Banner edition of the Hagelite. A salute to the Scranton Button Company. Yes, they manufactured records from the early 1920s all the way up until the end of recording on vinyl. Yes, the Scranton Button Factory wound up becoming independent of ARC, the American Record Company, which eventually bought out
Plaza Music.
Indeed.
They wound up selling that plant to Capitol Records in the late 1940s. We wound up making long playing records there for everybody. Yes. Scratch and Button has a long, long tie to the record business. Yes. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this edition. There's lots more to hear.
Banners and Romeos and Victors and Columbias even.
Yes. And we hope you'll stay tuned for the Pabst and Jenas Project next on this night. And also tonight, tomorrow night at 9. Yes.
Be well, and be sure to write us if you'd like to hear something and request a song.
And remember to behave, because tonight is Behave Night.
Yes.